Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago and Wyoming shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again, give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering
down this, the making of the African American. That story and making of the African American, it brings us to a word. And they say they got an African American community. We got some noise in the background.
Let me see what it's going on. Let me make sure nobody else's mic is open.
Yes, the sun is over. You there, Brother Drew?
I don't see nothing open, Brother Water. I don't see nothing on.
Well, I was hearing some noise in the background, some kind of noise. It ain't there now.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure what that was.
Yeah. But you got a group of people in the so-called African-American community, they call themselves conscious, the conscious community. And I guess so. See, when we examine, Brother Drew, of what people say they are, and they ain't, you know, of what they say they are, because see, if you was conscious, goddamn it, you wouldn't be in the shape that you in. If you was conscious, you wouldn't kill yourself. If you was conscious, you wouldn't kill yourself. If you was conscious. So here's a bunch of people that holler that they conscious, but you ain't conscious. And see, conscious deal with a certain school of, when we look at the first law of nature, this is where the word consciousness come into existence. The first law of nature is motions and numbers. You come up on motion, but the motion carries a number with it. And you can start with germ, G-E-R-M. You are a germ. And this germ became an atom. If you want to just, we're looking at the makeup of our body. There are four kinds of atoms, which is nothing but four elements. That's earth, air, fire, and water. In modern day terms, the white boy, he changed it around. This earth, air, fire, and water is the old alchemist way of teaching, the old way of teaching. You know, we're going to learn a little bit about alchemists today. We're going to study with the Jews a little bit with alchemistry. And carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, hydrogen, this is where the so-called elements of chemistry are formed. The molecules is simply a structure form of combination of these four atoms. So let's look at something. The first 3 months that you're in your mother's womb, let's go down and look at the beginning of this atom, because you got to trace it from the beginning, because that's what we do. You know, I'm and y'all teaching it comes from the beginning. It don't start in the middle of some shit. Because it ain't no revised version. You're unconscious, meaning that this atom is developing through vibration into life form. And then after 3 months, you'll start moving around. You'll become what you call subconscious. And when this atom gets heavier than gravitation, then some water busts and you come into existence. And somebody crack you on the back of your ass to make your lungs start pumping air, but it just so happened that the person that do that, they is still in a subconscious mind. 99.99% of the people. Subconscious. Let's look at that word. See, a mind is a school of thoughts. And when you first get here, Brother Drew, you can't do shit for yourself. You really can't do shit for yourself until you graduate from high school at 18 years old. The average one, and then he still is in a subconscious state. And for the simple reason, Brother Drew, our mind, our education has been given to us by a subhuman. We know that at this period in time, that the Gentiles, who we up under his rule and reign and government and everything that come out of ancient Babylon, we know that 99.99% of the people have his mind. So here you are, 66 to 70 years old, still in a subconscious mind, Brother Drew. You ain't never become conscious yet. See, and the reason that you're in a subconscious mind, see, the subconscious mind is a mind, Brother Drew, that believe in God. Now, I'm going to say that again. A subconscious mind is a mind that believes in God. A conscious mind know the five W's and the one H of God, meaning they know where God got started. It ain't been the 330,000 gods on earth that they got history of. All man-made. Your mind ain't conscious till it understand that. As long as your mind believe in God, you in a subconscious, erratical way, and you in a ultimate subconscious mind. See, when you got the Holy Ghost, that's a mind that is in a ultimate subconscious mind. You see what I'm talking about, Brother Drew? You there, Brother
Drew?
Yeah,
I see what you're talking about. Yeah, I got you, Brother White. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, see, I have to talk to you every now and then. See, we're still on. I don't know if I heard a click. I guess it was somebody who was calling. But when your mind is in that you believe in God, then you've been taught by the subhuman, which is white people, the Gentile. We call them a whole lot of names, but you have to understand that this is a subhuman. This is his teaching. The word God is a Germanic word, meaning that only Germanic races of people believe in a God. Nobody else believed in a God on earth. Nothing but the Germanic race of people. Now, when you look like me and you, and your mind is conquered that you believe in any kind of goddamn God, you're still in a subconscious mind. A conscious mind know the five W's and the one H of God's. So you got four different consciousness. And the last consciousness is the ultimate conscious mind. This is a mind that is a atom that's a piece of energy that has energized on your ass to tell you what we're telling you right now and can back it up. Because, see, Brother Drew, before you can be A-ware, B-ware, you first had to C-ware.
Uh-huh.
See, you had to see first, A-ware and beware. So you had to see where before you could become aware. And when you become aware, you become beware of who your goddamn enemy was. It's just as simple as that. That's a mind that's conscious. But I don't see the people that call themselves conscious still tell me they believe in God. So you can't have no conscious mind because you're still in a subconscious mind with the subhuman. The Bible was very clear. It said that, it gave you a hint in the Bible. It said that the Gentile nation of people would make everybody bow down to them under the three sixes. the knowledge of the three sixes. So all the nations would bear down to him. And that's the only way that you bear down to him is you believe in God. Brother Drew, is that you believe in God. Now, you see, two words is in the Bible, Brother Drew. One
okay.
is God, and one is Lord. Now,
right.
Lord is not a Germanic word. Lord is a Greek word. So when you read in the Bible, isn't that very clear? That the Lord said, don't have any gods before him. That's very clear. Read the book of, you know, I went back and got an old Bible that I had when Cole was, I was taking notes from when Cole was, you know how Cole taught in the Knoss. I had took notes in one Bible that he had taught on the book of Isaiah 43-451, those verses in there, what they said. And see, it tells you who the Lord is. See, the Lord is different from God. The Lord said don't have any gods before him. If you go read the book of Isaiah, it's so plain, Brother Drew. I'm gonna do a lesson for maybe probably next week on what is written in there about Lord uh-huh. and God. Because see, it says, don't have no gods before me. Is that God talking to God? That's the Lord talking to God, the people that believe in gods. You read the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah asks a question that I'm asking the preachers now. Why do you say there's a God when the Lord said there ain't no gods? And that's all through the book of Jeremiah. You got scriptures after scriptures after scriptures that tell you that there ain't no such thing as a God that's in the Bible. Because those two words, Lord and God, and we know when Goodspeed took Yah out the Bible and put Lord and God in there. And that's what got people confused, because you go back to Psalms 68:4, it tell you that the God of heaven is J-H, translated out of that into Y-H, because you use the language that's in the Bible. We get YAH, and that's in its feminine form, so it ain't no God. That's masculine in this language. So it's a goddess. And you had to know what they took out, because when they wrote it, they wrote it up under these codes. And you had to break down these codes. So it's just like how many Jesuses is in the Bible. There's three different Jesuses in the Bible. First it was Jesus the Nazarene. Then it was Bar-Jesus, which is the son of Jesus. And 275 years later, here comes a Jesus named Jesus the Christ that everybody worships. But he don't teach what the Naz taught. He's up under the heading of Christianity, which come into existence in the 3rd century. And we have all of this history on this, Brother Drew, that it's available for you right now. It doesn't make any sense that we don't know what's going on and that you keep saying that you believe in God. I mean, that's just pathetic. But see, if we study this chart that we up on, then we understand why this subhuman. See, it's to a point right now where somebody looks like me and you will say I'm a black Gentile. Well, how did you become a black one when there was a white one first? That's when we put them 5 W's on your ass. That's what we asked him. How did you become this? You know, how do you become this? So when we ask our question in the making of an African American, we can see that why you say this, we go back to your history in 1870, where you had to take a Christian name to be classified as an emancipated slave. And when your ass was put on census, or when you went to get a job, you told them what your name was. You had a Christian name. You didn't say your name was Muhammad. You say your name was a white man. Any white man, irregardless to what he believed or what he stood for, his name was a Christian name. I find that I don't care what name it was in the European language, his name was a Christian name. Your name wasn't. See, we can prove that right now. We can prove that Jesus Christ, how did Jesus Christ feel about you before 1870? How did the people that say they will worship Jesus Christ and was with Jesus Christ, how did they feel about you? And what made them change their mind about you? Or have they really changed their mind, Brother Jew? I don't see it. They still ain't changed their mind.
Right.
You see, because I don't care what you say. I mean, you, Oprah Winfrey, LeBron James, James Brown, all of your superstars that you can name one after another one, all your archives, your big name Negroes made boo-goo money, broke as hell now, but made boo-goo money in the white man's system. Brother Drew, he got some shit behind his name where they dethroned him.
Right.
See, I don't know. You can count, I bet you it ain't 100 that they ain't dethroned out of all the people. And all of your businesses that you had starting in 1960, all of your businesses that was million-dollar businesses that you had, the white boy that you have, he had took that shit back in 20 years from you by 1980. You didn't own shit. Carmen Cottrell didn't own his thing. BET didn't own his. Johnson & Johnson didn't own his. Swan grocery store up there in Detroit, they didn't own theirs. Motown, they didn't own Motown anymore. What happened? You see some African Americans get up on the throne, but then they get knocked off the throne. They give them, but the takeaway is devastating. Everything that you can see, we can see this in 2019. See, we can see. We are not ignorant anymore. See, there are three ultimate atoms, Brother Drew. Ultimate physical atom, which is the unit of ether. The ultimate volatile or astral atom, which is the unit of life force. And this is the one that's either you is or you ain't, Brother Drew, and that's the ultimate mental atom, which is the unit of mind. These are the three bases, primates of which all things are formed. Everything is formed by these three primates. Structures from one primate constant into the unit of which the ultimate atom is through vibration. then the vibration picks up a rhythm. And when you pick up the rhythm, you go through five different laws of nature when you start vibrating. So if you're on the wrong frequency of that of a certain, while you're vibrating down here, when you're vibrating in a subconscious mind. See, and we see that. I mean, we can see that by this, because see, when you become the physical and you come into existence, then somebody give you the mental, well, then that's when you become dangerous, Brother Drew, because if you talk wrong, then your mind can't, your thinking can't be right. And you was taught to think a certain way. And you had to understand that this is the way these people taught you, that they taught you to act a certain way. But your mind as a person has to realize that, and we see right now, Brother Drew, there's more people that's subconscious. They made a good movie called The Walking Dead.
Yep,
right. As we speak right now, is walking around like that. Because, see, you can't tell me that you're conscious and you got a plate of barbecue ribs. Because if you was conscious, you wouldn't kill yourself. You can't tell me that you're conscious and your mind is conscious if you breaking the laws of nature, the 12 laws of nature. You think you're conscious, but you're not. And you are conscious, true enough, but you are ultimate conscious in the ways of the subhuman, which is the person that taught you. See, you are a human being if you have melanin, if you're a colored person. It's just point blank is that. If you people of color, you are a human being. But the only thing is that human being mind has been conquered. The way he lived his life, the way he think, what he believe in, this has been conquered. You as an individual had to realize that, Brother Drew. And the only way that you can realize that is that you don't believe in gods. And that's what they call an atheist. You know, so this is what your mind had to realize. Because, see, when you come into existence, then you fall up under the second law of nature, which is the laws of opposite. Everything in creation has a natural enemy. Your natural enemy is what? We just talked about the atom, the recessive gene of the atom. Well, then we ask our question, what is the recessive gene of an atom in man? We can find that because they got a chart in biology that tell you that. If we look at what is the dominant gene and what is the recessive gene, you're going to see that the colored person is the dominant, and anything that's white is recessive. Brother Drew, I mean, one reason that you can't understand this is nobody that looked like me and you, Brother Drew, I would say from 1950, now, let's give it 10 more years. Let's say 1960, all the way back to the farms and the barnyards in the slave quarters. Nobody looked like me and you ate a white-legged chicken. We either ate a Rhode Island Red or a Dominic. That's the reddish looking hen and the one that's got black and white. Those are the chickens that we ate. Before they killed them chickens, they would take them chickens after 9 months, which they call a pullet, and they would pin them up for 3 months, feed him corn, take him off the yard, feed him corn and quinine water, and clean him out. The white leggers stayed on the yard because they was the scavengers. Very, very seldom and very rare that you will see an albino turkey like a white legging. Very, very, very rare that you would see that on the farm. But if we look at CNN or the news during Thanksgiving especially, what you see going to the market, Brother Drew, you see a white chicken and a white turkey.
Right.
Why are you eating these foods? And how long have we been eating these foods? How long? How long have we been eating the foods of the subhuman? This is what the book of Leviticus is all about, especially the 11th chapter of Leviticus, which they talk about forbidden foods that you weren't supposed to eat. It's also in the 13th chapter of Deuteronomy. And Dabarim is what Deuteronomy is called. The word Dabarim in Hebrew means the law that you obey. See, Deuteronomy in this language means something else in Greek. But in Hebrew, Deuteronomy is Dabarim. And Dabarim means the law that you obey. And there were certain foods that you could eat and certain foods that you couldn't eat. Why is this, Brother Drew? We asked ourselves, and why is this? For the simple reason, everything that's in existence is what? It comes up under the 12 laws of nature. The second law of nature, if you come into existence, you automatically in a dualist system, meaning that it's a male and a female, it's hot and it's cold, it's white and it's black, it's ugly, it's pretty. You got the opposite. As long as there's a white person on this face of this earth, it would be racism. It has to be that way for you to be the third law of nature, which is balance. If you didn't have this, you wouldn't be balanced. And you had to understand in the book of Isaiah, the Lord talking, Brother Drew, he said, I create evil. I create good. He said, I, the Lord, do these things. God can't do it. God didn't do that. And then he turned around and hit him with something. He said, the Lord love judgment of all gods. He said, I love it more than anything in the world. All of this is wrote in that book. We're gonna go through that next, probably next week, and see what some correction on us, how they fooled us with some of them. See, this Bible, 1881 King James Bible, you had to know how to read it, Brother Drew, because it was called a forbidden Bible for 350 years, because the average person, the layman, they couldn't read it. They wouldn't understand it. It was a trick, because they had trickeration was this daily occupation in that book. And it told you who did it. It told you that the Mesmerite Jews did it. And how we know it was the Mesmerite Jews? Those are the Reformed Jews that came into existence in the 6th century. You hear Farrakhan talk about these Jews. Well, if we go into the book of Luke, Jesus talked about them, they mamas. Jesus said they mamas and daddies was liars, thieves, dogs, wolves. These particular Jews. So you got 6 different sects of Jews. When did this reformed Jew come in? He came in with Moses Manileah. Because Moses Manileah, Rabbi Moses Manileah, he taught that the Jews should embrace Western culture up under liberalism and conservative and progressive. So they became what is known as Mesmerite Jews because they believed in Jesus Christ, that he was the Messiah. And no other Jews, the rest of the Jews, the Hasidic Jews, the Orthodox Jews, they say shit, they ain't never heard of Jesus. They say that's 6th century Jewish myth and legend. See? But there's a certain Jew that the Bible talk about. You had to go find and find out who is. Now, where is this Mesmerite Jew? In the United States. That's Hollywood. That's your Barbara Streisand and all of that group of people. Hebrew Israelites. See, the Hebrew Israelites, the ones that's out there now, they ain't nothing but Mesmerite Jews coming out of the Bible. They the black ones. That's why they call themselves Jews. They the black Jews. What did the Bible say about them Jews? They were Sadducees and Pharisees. Hell, what was Paul? Paul was a Sadducee. And see, if we go back and look at the 10th chapter of Matthew, the Nas talking, the Nas say that when his disciples went out, don't go in the ways of the Gentiles. That's the first thing that he gave orders. It was his first commandment. Do not go in the ways of a Gentile and in the cities of a Samaritan. That was a certain, that was a Jew, that was a Sadducee and a Pharisee. Whose town is you in? You in the Samaritan and the Pharisee's town when you in America, where the Reformed Jews live. This is where the Reformed Muslims live. This is where the Reformed Christians live. This is where everybody that's reformed in the religion lives, in a place called America. And it's just like the Kaaba. The Kaaba had 360 our gods that the people worship. America got the same 360. And what's so killing about it, Brother Drew, they got over 100,000 followers in each one of these religions. So what? They got a voice. And you can see that the Sodomites, you can see that the Sodomites got the biggest voice in the whole goddamn world as we speak right now. And you can see them coming into power in 1960. They pushed for power, but from 1960 to 1993, which is 30-some years, you can see where the Democratic Party, up under the guidance of Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, and Senator Kennedy, was the organizer of the Gay and Lesbian March and Million Man March in 1993. At that meeting, the transvestite, the bisexual, and the transgender, shit, they united with each other and became the LGBT, a very powerful, powerful organization in 93. So powerful that in 2009, they put their first president in there, Barack Obama. So when the White House became the Black House, it became the Rainbow House. Up under the Rainbow Coalition, that's what Jesse Jackson's famous organization was. That's why they call it the Rainbow. And that's why all the sisters got the rainbow colors, because of Jesse Jackson. He's the one that started the movement. So uh-huh. They pay honor to him. They pay honor to him. So you can see where when Barack Obama said it was all right and passed all the laws, then America became the same as Gomorrah. And these Christians became Sodomites. this is the history that's playing out right now as we speak, Brother Drew. For the simple reason, the majority of people are still in the subconscious mind believing in gods. See, the gods, see, the sister gods, and you just had a holiday for the sister god, Cupid and Psyche. You had Valentine's Day. You worship a holiday. And I put it like this, I'm asking all the Christians, Brother Drew, every preacher I come in contact with, or Robert asks them, I'm asking them one question. Did you ask permission from Jesus to celebrate Gentile holidays? Because the first commandment that Jesus told you, if you was his disciple, was not to go in the ways of the Gentile. And I'm looking at you, and I'm going to ask you what the fuck is your name is, and you're going to tell me you him. You ain't obeyed what first commandment of what Jesus told you, ignorant ass. If you'd obey the first commandment that Jesus told you, ignorant ass, the NAS, well, then your ass would be conscious of who God was, because, see, God is a white man. He is opposite of you. He is the recessive gene. All the subhumans are gods. The Germanic race of people are gods. How you know this? Well, hell, go to the sixth chapter of Genesis. They tell you that they mixed their seed with the gods that came out of heaven and they became gods on earth because they mixed the seed and they conquered everybody. But they was telepathic. When you're an esoteric student, you know they conquer you with the fucking mind, which is a school of thought. And you had to have the mind to understand that shit, which most people don't. They're too busy looking for gods. Brother Drew. And see, when you become aware, you can be aware, you become conscious. Conscious means you are alert.
Uh-huh.
You had to understand this about how you was made. And see, and everything in creation comes up under the 12 laws of nature. Everything in creation is a word that describes what it is. That's why you read in the Bible, in the beginning was the word. Well, that's true. It cannot have no beginning, not unless it's a word, Brother Drew. Because a word, what? Describes a noun, a person, place, or a thing.
Uh-huh.
That's what a word does. So in the beginning was a word, that's common sense. Ain't nothing holy about that. Like certain people make it make this just as holy, just like Messiah. Messiah was translated out of the word Mashiach. Mashiach means leader. Anybody can be a Messiah. If you are a cheerleader, you're a Messiah to the cheerleader God. See, and everything is a God. Ain't nothing that you see that you can't make a God out of. Because a God is something what? You worship. And hell, you have made a God out of holidays. And you celebrate these holidays of gods and don't even know it. This is right. This is how they psych you out. You celebrate them every month. You pay tribute. And here's what I find is so amazing, Brother Drew, is the first God that came over here October the 9th, 935. Leif Erik the Red brought him over here, and October the 9th is Leif Erik the Red Day. That's an American holiday and a United States holiday, because I had never heard of it until I started searching this history out. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday is the gods of the Viking, which is Woden, Thorn, Frigid. Frigid is Friday, that's the female god. Thorn is their son, T-H-O-R, and Woden is the father. Now, if we go back and trace the history of how the Vikings and the Norsemen celebrate and worship Wotan, I find this very interesting. Every Wednesday night, in honor of Wotan Day, was the day that you went to the temple of Wotan and had prayer meeting and had readings about who Wotan was. Now, I find that simply amazing, because every Wednesday night in America is prayer service night to Jesus, who actually is Wotan, because the same thing that you did on Wednesday for Wotan, who was the first one you did it for, you're doing the same thing for Jesus. And you don't even realize this. You're standing in a prayer circle. You're giving up altars. But if you go back into the Bible at the 6th chapter of Matthew, the old Naz told your ass, don't be like a hypocrite, standing out on street corners praying and hooping and hollering and acting a goddamn fool in his name. That wasn't him. That was somebody else that you was calling. You was false teaching. He called you an idolatry. And we know that you are idolatry if you're a Christian, because you done made a statue of Jesus and you worship him. You done made a statue of Martin Luther King and you worship the fuck out of it. Malcolm X, Garvey, you are idolatry. Point blank, those of you who participate in that worship, your ass is idolatry. You either is or you ain't. Brother True. If you either, we have a dualist system. It either he is or ain't. Ain't no in between. We ain't Wilson Pickett. 99 and a half won't get it. Shit. Shit, it got to be balanced. And so when we learn all of this through observation, That's why we can prosecute your ass like we're prosecuting it now. It's because all of this is through observation. See, there's enough history right now that's written that in 2019 you can't bullshit the ultimate conscious mind. If you ain't bullshitting it, one so all the documentation beats all bullshit conversation to the ultimate conscious mind. And if your mind is in this subhuman, subconscious stage, believing in God, well, hell, you and I recognize that shit. I don't give a damn if it's mama. She, in other words, is suffering from the curse of Ham. My mama is suffering from the curse of Ham. Here you is, a Hamite, a black face meaning, and you believing in white gods. Your mind is totally white because you believe in God. You believe in a Germanic word that done conquered the world, and you say you know the Bible. You don't know shit. You ain't read it. Reading is comprehension. We done read it enough now that we comprehend what was given to us. And we had the mind to change. It's just like Elijah Muhammad said, if you don't change your name, you don't change your mind. And we done seen too many come and go. It didn't change their name. So you can't change. Right. You have to change the name to change your mind. But this is for the, when you run into the conscious community, ask them, are you really conscious? Are you really conscious? You are not conscious. You are not conscious till you don't believe in God. That's when you become conscious. And the reason that you don't believe in God, you ask yourself, who, what, when, how, why, and where did the fuck God come from? And when you ask that, it's enough history. You can get the Encyclopedia of Gods. There's a book called Encyclopedia of God. You can get 30,000 gods before Jesus Christ. You can get 250. You can get all these books that give you every nation of people that came from the east to the west that had a god over there that was started by a man that came over here across the water, and then they came alive and started walking around, Brother Jude. Uh-huh. The people that worship God know that. He's alive. Where that motherfucker at? Show it to me. If he's alive, his ass died. We know what year he died. And the major religions, they tell you what year he came. He was born and what year he died. They tell you when Abraham was there. Born and died. Muhammad, born and died. Jesus, born and died. Buddha, born and died. Tao, born and died. Confucius, born and died. Sikhism, born and died. Jainism, born and died. All of them dead. Every god that came from the east to the west, his goddamn ass is dead in the east. And been dead. So, 2019 years ago, the hippie on the stick died. And y'all looking for him to come back. And you see how the people's mind has been conquered, Brother Drew. All you have to do is sit down with common sense and we talk about the situation. You'll be able to see a whole lot of shit, a whole lot of stuff. So I see that big old clock is saying up on the wall, Brother Jewel. I say, Shema Yahweh, Yah, Abin Yah, Ika, Kamadi Yah, until next week.
Kamadi Yah.